first oil production from the Chenebuanyira and Tome, also known as Ten Fields, is expected to begin tomorrow, August 18, 2016. The joint venture project led by Talo Ghana is expected to produce about 300 million barrels of oil over its lifetime, approximately 20 years. President John Mahama, who is currently on a campaign tour of the Western region, will join officials of the Petroleum Ministry and project engineers to officially inaugurate oil production by FPSO Professor John Evans Atta Mills to mark another major milestone in Ghana's oil and gas sector. The field will produce 80,000 barrels of oil per day when it reaches full production. It will also produce an average of 30 million standard cubic feet of gas per day over the next 5 years and expected to reach 100 million standard cubic feet of gas per day by 2032. Speaking to Radio Ghana on tomorrow's inauguration, the head of communication at the Ministry of Petroleum, Edward Bauer, said the coming on stream of 10 will add to the country's assets in terms of oil and gas.
The 10-fold production commences tomorrow is definitely a good news for Ghana. Basically, if you look, the coming into stream of the 10-fold also then brings into addition some assets for the country in that we are going to be producing oil and then that of gas. If you look at it generally, the 10-fold will, at its maximum, would be giving us about 80,000 barrels of crude oil a day and about 118 million standard cubic feet of gas per day, which means that in addition to Jubilee, we now have another significant fault that we can get our plans from.
How is this going to change the dynamics of oil production in Ghana and then Ghana's ranking in terms of oil producers?
Yeah, I think that fundamentally, as my Minister for Petroleum has always said, one field is not really an industry. It is when you have a number of fields, then you can be talking about an industry. All along, since 2011, we have been having just one field. That is giving us roughly the average of about 100,000 barrels of crude oil and then about 100 million standard cubic feet of gas per day. We now have our second major field that is coming on stream. What it then means is that in terms of the industry, particularly in the upstream sector, we are developing in terms of the level of production. On the average, if two folks, if they are all running on plateau level, that's the maximum level, we should be getting somewhere around 200,000 barrels of crude oil. That in itself is a significant increase. The target is that going forward, we should have other fields. For example, we have the Heads that is coming on stream. Then we have the Jinyame Sankofa project that is also coming. So the addition of 10 generally improves our status as an oil producing country and also gives some impetus to the upstream industry of the oil industry.
Will this have any impact on the economy?
Obviously, the fact that you are going to have additional oil production means that there's going to be additional assets for the state. If you look at the current arrangement, our own GNPC has stake of about 17%, which is higher than that of the Jubilee that we are having roughly around 13.76%. So it means that this is an enhancement in terms of our stake. So in terms of assets, we are adding assets to our country, and to that effect, revenue accruals will also increase. There's yet another aspect of it that has to do with the gas production. You know that Ghana has a target of ensuring that, at least in terms of our gas generation, 80% of the thermal plants should be gas-based generation, which means that they must be using gas to be able to produce power. So with that addition of gas coming from 10 to that of Jubilee, it means that we'll have more gas available to our plants to be able to guarantee some level of fuel security. So yes, in terms of economics, this helps a lot of direct accruals and the generation of power at low cost for industries.
That was Head of Communication at the Ministry of Petroleum, Edward Bauer, talking to Rukaya Tumusa.